This goes to Dr. Larry Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, fax 989-772-9522, regarding John Hunter, date of birth January 9th, 1943. Dear Dr. Bennett, this is a consultation for Mr. Hunter, who was sent for evaluation of acute renal insufficiency, which was noted on labs April 30th of 2024, etiology unknown. Prior to that, his creatinine levels were between 0.8 and 1.1, greater than 60. The patient does have a long history of peripheral artery disease, currently being treated by Platol. He's also has a known heart murmur for many years and had an echocardiogram done in May of 2019, read by Dr. Ellen Kehoe, K-E-H-O-E, and that showed a diffuse thickening of the aortic valve cusp with mild to moderate aortic stenosis at that time. He did appear to have normal left global left ventricular size, wall thickness, and function at that time also. The patient does report a profound weight loss of 50 pounds over the last 5 years. Recently, he has been feeling better, and he is able to actually gain weight if he eats, forces himself to eat excessive amounts of carbohydrates especially. And he's not a diabetic, so that seems to have been helping him gain some weight back. He also had anemia and leukopenia, so he was referred to Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y. He had a bone marrow biopsy in September of 2024 that was negative for cancer, but he still does follow with Dr. Sahai on a regular basis for anemia and the leukopenia. He did have a very bad abscess in his buttock that developed last fall also, and he did have to go to McLaren Central Michigan Hospital and have emergency surgery in October of 2024 to have the abscess removed. He said he had home care nurses who'd come and do the dressing changes and wound packing, and it took about 2 months for the wound to heal after the surgery. But he is feeling much better at this point. And creatinine levels before surgery, we have normal levels in 2023, but April 30th, 24, creatinine 2.1 with GFR 31. July 10th, 24, creatinine is 1.7, GFR 40. September 24th, 24, creatinine 1.82, GFR 37. 9/27/24, creatinine is 1.7, GFR 40. 10/3/24, creatinine 2.1, GFR 31. And January 24th/25, creatinine 1.68 and GFR 40. The patient currently denies headaches or dizziness. He is alert and oriented, mildly anxious. No chest pain or palpitations. He reports he's had the heart murmur for many years. No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. He does have chronic daily fatigue, though. No edema or current claudication symptoms on the Platol. No neuropathic pain in the extremities. No recent fractures. Past medical history is significant for COPD, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, peripheral artery disease, anemia with leukopenia, thought to be reactive in nature, hypothyroidism, and Paget's disease, P-A-G-E-T-S disease. Past surgical history, he had the bone marrow biopsy in September of 2024 and the gluteal abscess excision 10 of 24. He's had cataract removal and 3 hernia repairs. And he currently has a left inguinal hernia that is soft but present. Social history, he quit smoking about 15 years ago. Prior to that, smoked between 1 and 2 packs of cigarettes per day for more than 20 years. He quit using alcohol about 25 years ago and denies illicit drug use. He is retired and divorced. Family history is significant for stroke. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Xanax, 0.5 milligram twice a day. Protonix is 40 milligram daily. Ocuflox ophthalmic solution, 1 drop to the right eye 4 times a day. Midodrine, 5 milligram twice a day. Trazodone is 50 milligrams at bedtime. Lamisil, 250 milligram daily. Carafate, 1 gram twice a day. Vitamin B complex daily. Lipitor, 20 milligram daily. Vitamin D3, 1,000 units daily. Synthroid, 100 microgram daily. Ocular ophthalmic solution, 1 drop to the right eye twice a day. And Pletal, P-L-E-T-A-L, 100 milligram twice a day. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Physical exam. Height is 72 inches, weight 146 pounds. Pulse 79, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 112 over 64. Right arm sitting, 124 over 58. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula. Neck is supple. He does have bilateral carotid bruise, most likely referred from the aortic murmur. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular with a grade 3 over 6 aortic murmur that radiates to the neck bilaterally. Abdomen soft, non-tender. He does have a palpable left inguinal hernia. It is soft, it is reducible, non-tender. No organomegaly, no other masses are palpable. And decreased fetal pulses, 1 plus capillary refill, 3 seconds. No ulcerations or lesions are noted, and sensation is intact in the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 24th, 2025. Creatinine is improved at 1.66 with estimated GFR 40, calcium 9.4, sodium 38, potassium 4.4, carbon dioxide 27, albumin 4, ferritin level is 39, iron saturation is 40, iron is 105, and hemoglobin 924 of 24, 10.0. Normal white count, normal platelets are noted. Assessment and plan. Stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with slightly improved creatinine levels, but this was an acute kidney change starting in April of 2024. He has known mild to moderate aortic stenosis from the last echocardiogram 6 years ago, so that will need to be updated. We also need to check renal artery Doppler studies to look for renal artery stenosis as possible cause of the abrupt renal decrease. He's to avoid all oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. And we would like him to get labs monthly, and the first lab will include a urinalysis and a protein-to-creatinine ratio. And he will continue to follow up with Dr. Sahai on a regular basis. and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.